Aaron Watson with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. All right, Aaron, you've been on a tear, man, since 2015. Underdog number one, Vaquero number two, but it actually outsold Underdog, right?
Yeah, it actually was the top selling record. I don't remember who we sold more copies than whoever got number one that week. But they had the streams.
Yes, that's you were selling the albums, though.
Yeah.
They got the streams.
Yeah. But gosh, you know, it's just, I don't really look at charts, you know?
You do.
I really don't, actually. Yeah. I mean, it's people got to realize that for the first 15 years of my career, I wasn't on it.
Can't even spell chart.
Yeah, I can't even spell chart. When people let me know these kind of things, it feels good.
Yeah.
And I'm thankful. You know, I think our last four or five records have charted top 10 on Country Billboard.
Right. That's awesome.
It's just so cool.
Red Bandana, week one, you were seesawing back and forth with Coe Wetzel.
Yeah.
Which was exciting for Texas music fans to see.
Yeah, and then we both he and I got whipped by Willie.
Is that what happened?
Absolutely.
At the end, Willie came in and stole it all.
If you're going to get whipped,
hey,
you might as well get whipped by Willie.
It's not bad. That's not a bad way to get whipped.
Not at all. He's my hero.
Aaron Watson with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. So Red Bandana, you spelled it R-E-D-B-A-N-D-A-N-A.
Yeah.
It's not incorrect, but the preferred spelling by Merriam-Webster is with three N's. You know this, right? B-A-N-D-A-N-N-A?
You know, I didn't know that.
You didn't know that? Okay, so that's what I was going to ask you, if there was a reason behind choosing the one N or the
I
two N's over three
I think because it's
N's.
So similar to banana.
You like the bananas?
Yeah, you know what I'm saying?
My daughters love bananas.
What's funny is I don't know about Webster.
Yeah.
But in Texas, we've always spelt it with
with one N?
With one N at the end.
When it came out, I was confused because it's not a word I spell a lot, but I was like, is that the right way? I mean,
you're the first one to bring that up to me.
Is that true? Nobody's brought that up before?
Absolutely. No one has brought that up to me yet.
There's
now
two
I'm
ways
like,
to spell it. It's not incorrect. It's not incorrect.
But there's two ways.
Yeah, and the two N's, B-A-N-D-A-N-N-A, is the preferred way.
Preferred way.
Yes.
Well, I'm a little bit of a rebel.
Dude, you do what you want, man.
Tell you what, I take the...
I don't need that extra N.
Merriam-Webster who?
So I was wondering if there was a reason behind it, but it's just by chance.
That's just by chance.
Yeah.
I think that's just how I've always spelt it. That's interesting, though. I love that you brought that up.
That's funny.
But you were looking at it, and you were like, man, I can't tell. Something looks a little different.
Yeah, it was throwing me a little bit, and I actually looked it up. God, it's one of those words I have trouble with.
Yeah, and you look at it, and you're like,
is that right or wrong?
Yeah, like, what in the world?
Aaron Watson with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I got more coming up.
Monday morning sucks.
Radio Texas Live, I'm Buddy Logan, and I realize you can't listen to 5 hours straight of the radio. You got other things to do sometimes. The all-new Buddy Logan's Air Check podcast. Check it out. We are uploading new interviews and steadily working our way through the back catalog as well. Spotify, Google, wherever you listen to your podcast at. Check it out. Buddy Logan's Air Check. We got more with Aaron Watson next.
She's like finding that needle in a haystack.
Radio Texas Live, Aaron Watson hanging out with us tonight. Aaron, thanks for being here. What are you most proud of? You're most proud of in your 20-year career?
I love Texas music. The thing that I'm most proud of is my fans, my band. You know, we could go sign a record deal tomorrow. I mean, that's the facts.
Right.
We got, you know, last four or five records charting top 10. We're selling as many records independently. I mean, I won't
anybody.
Name names, but there was a guy who put out a record that had two number one hits off that album, and Red Bandana outsold his album. We could sign a record deal, but at that point, I signed a record deal. Then they stopped letting me write my songs, and they stopped letting me be in control. And you can say that you're in control when you sign a record deal, but you're not.
Yeah.
And I just am so thankful to be in this position that I'm at, where I don't have to do something like that, and that I can just go everywhere I go waving that Texas flag.
And it's working. It's working good. It's not
I
even
love
just like
it.
You're surviving. You're not surviving. You're thriving.
Yeah, I love it. I love Texas music. That was the goal in the very beginning, and we're sticking to it.
Aaron Watson with us tonight. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. All right, Aaron, 2019 marked your 20-year anniversary of when you recorded your first album.
Yeah.
Red Bandana has 20 songs on it.
Yeah.
Every single song written solely by you.
Yeah.
It's hard to have 20 songs on album one, year one. How did you pull 20 songs together for an album that you wrote by yourself? You had no co-writes.
No co-writes. I love to write.
I could tell.
You know, I love fishing. I love hunting. I like to play golf, but I've given a lot of those things up because writing is my passion. I mean, I've already started writing the next record. I'm going back in the studio real quick.
Dude, you got to slow. I guess you don't have to slow down. You don't have to slow down.
I want to keep giving the fans more.
Yeah.
And I love to write, so why not give them more?
You're just a machine, though, man. You're just cranking this out.
You know what? It took me a long time to get here. I'm dialed in.
Yeah,
I really am.
Yes.
I started taking voice lessons with my daughter, with Jolie Kate, on Tuesdays.
On Tuesdays.
Yeah, on Tuesdays. And it's been so much fun, but it's actually, I realize that all these years I've got this range that I've never been tapping into. But I think taking these voice lessons with Jolie has pushed me to be a better singer.
That's
and
awesome.
You know, if you go back and you listen to a lot of those old Haggard records and George Jones records, man, they really came into their own once they got into their 40s.
Aaron Watson with us. It's Radio Texas Live.
RTX Live.
Ragweed and all your favorite Red Dirt acts. Turnpike Troubadour, Stoney LaRue, plus Texas music. Wade Bowen, Cody Jinks, Cody Johnson. Streaming 24/7. Check out our brand new app, guys. 5-star rated iOS and Android. Download it and change your life. Change your life. The Honky Tonk Kid in the studio with us. We got more with Aaron Watson next.
If it hits you.
Big show tonight. The Honky Tonk Kid, Aaron Watson with us. Aaron, you participated in a new video sharing app called Cameo.
Yeah.
Have you done a few of those?
Oh, God, yeah.
Have you, okay,
yeah,
so,
you know, I kind of helped them. I was like at the forefront of that thing. We came across those folks in Chicago, and they asked me about it, and it's been fun.
What this is, if you guys aren't familiar with it, Cameo, you send videos, personalized video shout-outs from your favorite people. Aaron Watson is one of the people that you can select.
Yeah.
I've seen a lot of football players right now in the advertising with fantasy football.
Yep.
Did you get any crazy requests? Like, did you have to break up with anybody or fire somebody? Anything
yeah, we have some happen? Really crazy ones sometimes.
Do you
and
have
I
to
just,
say yes?
No, okay, I'll pass on
okay.
them.
So what's the craziest one?
Oh, God. I mean, I probably shouldn't say it. But they're just, hi, I'm Aaron Watson. Please vote for this guy.
That's, if they could sneak that in, that's not a bad way to secure Aaron Watson endorsement.
Yeah, they try to throw in the there's the political thing. There's also me telling someone to, if you're looking for a great realtor.
Yeah. Do you do those?
No. I don't do them. It's hard.
They might be a scumbag. You don't know.
Yeah, I don't know.
They might be the best one in the world.
Yeah, you just don't know.
Right.
So if I don't know, I don't do those. But the ones I love are like a lot of people, you know, some of them are as simple as me just singing someone happy birthday or wishing someone happy anniversary or when they want me to make a video to let all their friends know that they're expecting to have a baby.
Oh, that's cool.
Those are really fun.
Yeah.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan. So long,
6 Aaron Watson with us. It's Radio Texas Live. I'm Buddy Logan. All right, Aaron, your drummer, Nate Kuhn, fantastic drummer, by the way. Fantastic guy.
He's all right, right?
Yeah, he's all right. He's all right. Good dude.
He's a sweetheart.
He regularly posts cool videos, songs, videos he's edited together
on
Facebook. Back in August, he joined him for a great rendition of Tears for Fears, Everybody Wants to Rule the World.
Yeah.
Did he ever make the set list? Do you ever perform it?
No. We're not going to sing Tears for Fears in the show, but...
What's the most un-Aaron Watson song you'll ever cover in concert, or you've ever covered in concert, or one that you might do every once in a while? You don't veer off. You don't go too crazy, do you? You're not gonna...
Well, I've done Little Snoop Dogg.
Have you?
Yeah.
Okay.
Your bark was loud, but your bite wasn't vicious.
Nice.
And the rhymes you was kicking was quite bootylicious. You get what doggy dog, is he crazy? With your mama and your daddy hollering, baby. Can't sing the next verse because it says bad words.
It gets into mad words.
Yeah. You know, we did a couple more of those videos just from the road. It's just fun. We did The Sailors Say, Brandy, You're a Fine Girl.
Nice.
We did that one, and one of my favorite Beatles love songs, Here, There, and Everywhere.
Very
so
cool.
So we're gonna post
those
pretty soon.
There.
Yeah. Yeah, but boy, Nate had a huge part in this Red Bandana record, helping me make demos, and he played on the album.
He produces. Does he produce?
He does everything.
He's in the studio all the time.
He works hard. He's one of the hardest working musicians out there, playing live, you know, 100 plus shows a year. And I guarantee you he's in the studio 100 plus days a year. He's always in the studio.
Aaron Watson hanging out with us. Guys, the Honky Tonk Kid is here. We got more coming up on Radio Texas Live.
When life was easy and...
Aaron, the new song, single, Country Radio, it's an emotional song.
Yeah.
I didn't listen to the Grand Ole Opry growing up on the radio. I never even had the chance to. But you feel like you did. I can connect with this song.
You know, it's a song about how my mom and dad filled our home full of love and country music. Mom will tell me stories about hard times growing up, and I'll say, Mom, I don't remember any of that. And I think their love was bigger than the hard times. So I just wanted to write a sweet song about my mom and dad, and also what country radio means to me. And it's interesting. We'll see if country radio is too country for country radio.
Yeah, yeah.
But country radio is a very special song to me. I just wanted to write something that was that would remind you of growing up. You know, my dad is a disabled veteran, and growing up, he was a custodian. And I think there were moments in my life where maybe having your dad as a custodian might not have been the most, I don't know, what's the word?
You might have been a little embarrassed.
Yeah, maybe a little embarrassed.
Right.
And I'm ashamed to say that now.
Yeah.
But that's just being a shallow kid. But looking back, I am who I am today because of my dad. My dad's a hero. I'll never be half the man that my dad is.
It is crazy once you become a dad and you actually understand.
You don't get
perspective.
It.
Yeah.
Yeah, you don't get it.
Understand things.
Yeah, you just don't get it when you're young.
Let's do it for your dad and your mom. Let's do it for your dad and your mom. Aaron Watson's Country Radio on Radio Texas Live.
RTX Live with Buddy Logan.
They would put me in bed.